This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Let me open the whole show by reminding everybody, the whole hour show, this 1 hour left, the 5 o'clock hour, hour number three, the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast, 5 o'clock here on the West in Las Vegas, reminding everybody in Vegas that I've got my first and only book launch, book signing party. Before my book comes out November 10th, I decided to do it right here in Vegas. The Nevada Republican Club offered to do it. Very wonderful of them. And it's a very special night. It's a nighttime event this coming Friday, October 16th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas. It's going to be gorgeous out. It's going to be cool evening. It's going to be a beautiful, starry evening. I'll give a speech and a Q&A and do a book signing. And I've got my books. They'll arrive on Wednesday, literally at my home, Wednesday. I'll get 250 hardcover copies of my books for all of you at the event. It's limited to 250 people, so you got to RSVP, register at the NevadaRepublicanClub.com. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. This Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., I'll see you there. So the theme of this show today, there's really only two themes. That's the theme of my next two articles I'm going to be writing. One is about backseat drivers. I hope you heard that whole rant from me. It dominated the whole last hour. And the other one is about Wag the Dog, and the dog is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She's a dog too. If you're talking about Wag the Dog, which was a movie about Hollywood running the White House, and that's the deal, man. That none of this makes sense. Did you see the video? I got the video sent to me by quite a few different people today, or I should say over the weekend, not today, but I mean I watched it today, and it was the video of a reporter in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, with the street behind her saying that Biden is coming and Biden's here and Biden's having a big event and there's nobody here. There was nobody there. It makes no sense at all. Biden's event in Arizona, nobody there. I keep saying if he's going to be the next president, if you believe the polls, he's almost a shoo-in to win. And so you think people would come, especially poor people, who've never seen a president. You know, I mean, that's the Democrat audience, whether you like it or not. I'm not saying something bad. I'm not being critical. I'm not being racist. Most Democrats are poor people, and especially poor Latinos, illegal aliens. He came to Vegas on Friday to a Latino neighborhood, which must be filled with illegals. And they have a chance to meet the next president. And 20 people showed up at the Eastside Community Center in a Latino neighborhood in Las Vegas. 20. And then that Arizona video with the reporter saying there's nobody out here. You know, it's quiet on the streets. Biden showed up and it's quiet. Folks, do you know what it looks like when Trump shows up? I mean, he's got another big rally going on today. And there's people lined up as far as the eye could see all day today for like 10 hours to get in. 10 hours they're willing to wait in the hot sun in Florida to get into the event. And think about Florida. It's a lot of old people in Florida. Where do they go to the bathroom? Where do they pee? Gotta have to go in some porta potty and wait 10 hours and pee 10 times in a porta potty. They're willing to do that for Trump. It's amazing. 30,000 cars came out for a Trump car parade, anti-communist car parade in Miami, Florida on Saturday. 30,000 cars. Most incredible thing you'll ever see. 30,000 cars, and Biden had a car parade on Miami, same town, Sunday, and 15 cars showed up. If it had been 15,000 versus Trump's 30,000, and you go, Wayne, that's an exaggerated figure. No, it comes to the Miami police. You know, I always say the police always undercount Trump rallies and my rallies, conservative rallies. When police say there's 1,000 cars, there's not 1,000 cars, there's 2,000 cars. But for a Democrat, they exaggerate it. So for Trump, the police in Miami said 30,000 cars showed up, Latinos for Trump, anti-communist rally. So how can you explain that the election is 4 weeks away and there was nobody there? No one's holding signs on the road behind this reporter for Arizona Fox 10? Nobody was outside to greet them when the limos pulled up? There's no momentum. There's nothing to see. There's nobody there. And when they do show up and the 20 people show up at these events, there's these circles that the Biden campaign, you know, paints or puts with tape, concentric space circles that are properly spaced, and you have to wear masks and stand in the circle like an idiot, like a dunce in the corner of the room. It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. And nobody shows up, and you think that he's going to win, and you think he's a lock to win. He's 10 points ahead, really. Double-digit win. So the only thing I can explain, if you didn't hear my interview with Brigitte Gabriel in the last hour, back in 16, so many people were afraid. You know, even in the exit interviews after voting, you know, I got a phone call from a friend of mine who said one of his buddies heads a major American TV network. This was the, you know, election day. So I got a phone call like 1 in the afternoon, which is 4 o'clock East Coast time, on Tuesday, election day last year, 2016. And he said, my buddy is the, and my friend's a very rich guy, and his buddy is the head of a major American TV network. And that guy had gotten a hold of the exit interviews. He knew, you know, remember, you're not allowed to release the exit interviews till after the polls close. So you're not allowed to tell people because it might discourage voting. So he knew the results. He wasn't going to put it on the air, but he told his buddy, his buddy told me. And he said, Trump's dead. Trump's getting killed everywhere in the country in the exit interviews. It's all over. He's not only not going to win, it's going to be a landslide. And then Trump won. Because the exit interviews are wrong. Because nobody says I voted for Trump. That was 4 years ago. 4 years of the media saying he's a traitor. He's in bed with Putin. He's in bed with Ukraine. He should be impeached. There was Russian collusion. He stole the election. He's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's KKK. I think at this point, you know, and I had a guest on earlier, Byron York of the Washington Examiner. He disagreed with me and said, you know, he thinks there is a shy voter, whisper voter thing going on out there, but it's not that big. It's not going to overcome a 7-8 point lead. Au contraire, I think you're all fools. I think it may be like 30%. I think it's a tidal wave. I think every single white person in America outside of New York and California, every single white person in America is coming out voting for Trump. And I think you'll be shocked at how many black voters and Hispanic voters are voting for Trump. Shocked! I think Democrats are going to say, oh my God, on election day we got this big outpouring of Latino voters. And you're going to find out it went 60-40 for Biden. 40% of them are going to come out, or close to it, 38, 39, 40% are going to vote for Trump. And you're going to be shocked when you see black votes come out and they're not voting for Biden, they're voting for Trump. I think people are going to be shocked. I think every white person, for the most part, and all of America is voting for Trump, except for misguided, mentally ill, white liberal elitist losers. And a lot of Latinos are voting for Trump, and a lot of black people are voting for Trump. So far more than the liberals can understand, and so far more than last year, or I should say last election in 2016. And you're just going to be shocked by how big Trump wins, certainly electorally. But it isn't showing up in the polls because even, you know, and maybe I'm wrong this time. Maybe Trump's going to lose. I know last time there were two polls that showed Trump had a great chance to win. It was dead even. And it was Rasmussen and IBD, Investors Business Daily. And right about now, they were showing it was dead even race. And those two polls show Trump down by 12 and 8. Do you believe them? I don't. I think that even they are screwed over by the fact that Trump voters are not saying who they're voting for. They're not answering Rasmussen any more than any other poll. They're not answering IBD any different than any other poll. They won't answer, or they answer they're voting for Biden because they know that the pollster has their phone number and their address when they speak to him. They know he knows your name. And when you say you're voting for Trump, it could get out and they could lose their job. Someone could come to their house and hurt them. So I think this is wag the dog. I think this is going to be the most hysterical result in history. I'm not even sure. I keep saying that Trump's going to win an electoral landslide, but you can't win the popular vote anymore. But I'm not even sure that. I think it's possible that Trump could win the actual vote by a landslide. Everybody who's saying they're voting for Biden or not answering the phone is actually voting for Trump. It might be that big of a tidal wave. We'll see. I mean, the country has changed dramatically since Reagan. That was 30-something years ago, 1984, when Reagan was reelected. So 84 to 94, 2004, 2014, 36 years ago, Reagan was reelected. It's a dramatically different country, yet 56% of Americans say, told Gallup last week, that they're better off than they were 4 years ago. And Reagan won in a 49-state landslide with 44% saying they're better off than 4 years ago. Trump's at 56%, 12 points higher. Let's see, 10% of 44 is 4.4. So basically 30% more people say they're better off than 4 years ago under Trump versus how many said it versus Reagan. 30% higher for Trump. And you think they're all voting for the guy who they're better off now under Trump because of 4 years ago it was Biden. It's not like it's anybody. It's not like it was, you know, Joe Johnson 4 years ago. So now they'll say, let's take a shot at Biden. It was Biden 4 years ago. Obama Biden was who they were worse off under. So who's going to vote for Biden? I'm telling you that either I'm an idiot on this one, and he's really getting killed, Trump, or all of this is just a giant wag the dog head fake. And it's a head fake in one of two ways. One, most Republican voters don't tell you who they're voting for. Or two, don't forget, wag the dog. The point is, Democrats are cheating so big. They're trying to steal the election. And they're using fake polls to justify when they steal the election. See, Trump wasn't ever going to win. He was down 10 or 12 or 14 in the polls. Why should you be surprised that we won with fake votes? It's one of those two, or Trump's going to win big. I think Trump's going to win big. I'll tell you more when we get back. I'll tell you about Europe when we get back. Wait till you hear about Europe. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. If you're in need of a health care program, you're in luck. Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this show for, let's see, I started this show in 2016, February 7th, 2016 to 17 to 18 to 19 to 20. So it's been 4.5 years, legitimately now half, 4.5 years. So 48 and 6, about 54 months I've been on the air with this show in Las Vegas. Then a year later I became nationally syndicated, and Liberty Health Share has been my sponsor since I think like month 2 or 3. They were first the sponsor of my local Vegas show and then the nationally syndicated show. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Starts as low as $349 a month. That's it. Liberty has programs for singles, couples, families of any size. They're not health insurance. They are the alternative to health insurance. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. And I've used them for 4 years, going on 5 years this January. And as we start the 5th year in January, I'll have saved $90,000 plus. So I have an extra $90,000 plus in my bank account because of Liberty HealthShare. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them you're a Wayne Root fan, and they will take great care of you. The NBA ratings have tanked, the worst ever in history, far worse than football, by the way. Football's down, but it's not down horribly. But basketball, with the whole court being Black Lives Matter and the uniforms Black Lives Matter, and pictures of people killed by police on their uniforms and social justice lecturing, and The TV ratings were brutal Sunday night as the Lakers won the championship. Can you imagine the deciding game? Lakers win, big-time star LeBron James, and nobody's watching. According to Showbuzz Daily, the game peaked at an average of 6.028 million viewers. How bad is that number? The sixth and final game in 2019, 1 year ago, had 18.34 million viewers. This year, 6 million. That means the finals game was down more than almost 70%. Almost 70%. And not only did the ratings tank compared to last year, but the NBA finals were also crushed by Sunday Night Football and NBC, which peaked at more than 12 million viewers. So it's not a happy ending for the NBA, and that's why the commissioner was on... was in an interview last week where he said next season we won't be talking about social justice or Black Lives Matter. The players will do that outside the court but not on the court. Adam Silver is the commissioner. And, the NBA is going the way of the dodo bird. The NBA is going the way of the Etzel. How stupid could you be? And by the way, who's going to vote Democrat when there's a headline, escape from San Francisco, sales tax revenue plunges, worse than the state amid the COVID exodus. So everybody's leaving LA and San Francisco, and they're all running to Las Vegas and Utah and Colorado and Texas and Florida, and they're doing that because they want to put the country in the hands of a blue state Democrat? Joe Biden, really? You're running away from a blue state, and you want a blue state Democrat to run the country. I mean, it makes no sense. For the first time in recent history, and as the city's large tech employers like Google, Facebook, Uber have kept their employees at home working remotely, city data shows sales tax data in San Francisco declined during the coronavirus pandemic. A whopping shortfall in revenue. From April to June, the city's sales tax revenue dropped from $30 million, down 43% from the prior year. No surprise to me. I think that's happening everywhere in the country. They're all running away from New York. They're all running away from the Northeast, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut. And it's no wonder when you see a headline that the California governor forces churches to close, but massive street riots after the Lakers win last night is totally acceptable. I mean, it's like BLM riots are okay and massive street riots are okay after a team wins a championship. No COVID there. But if Republicans get together at a Trump rally, it's COVID. We're going to spread COVID. I mean, last I checked, even liberals constantly claim COVID's a disease of minorities. They claim much higher rates of COVID for black people and poor people and inner city people and Hispanic people. Much higher rates. So how come when a bunch of minorities get together at a BLM rally, they're not worried about COVID? How come when a bunch of people, white and black, get together to celebrate the Lakers win, nobody says a word? But if the same people got together for a Trump rally, they'd say, this is irresponsible. This is deadly. This is horrible. Donald Trump's irresponsible. This is the worst thing in the world. We're going to fine you millions of dollars. We're going to send the police in. Churches need to close. Trump rallies canceled. Street riots, okay.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
War now. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. For 67 years, the American Bar Association has conducted comprehensive peer reviews of the professional qualifications of federal judicial nominees, including all 34 U.S. Supreme Court nominees. The ABA gives Amy Barrett a well-qualified ranking, the association's highest rank.
As the confirmation hearings continue, today's posturing comes from both sides of the aisle. Senator Feinstein of California.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Anytime anyone tries to attribute to you a policy position and hold you to that, you're not a policymaker, you're a judge. That's what we're here to discuss.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Sunday that the Senate Judiciary Committee will complete interviews and hearings during the next 3 weeks. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. We've got a great guest for you, Erin Perini, is the director of press communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Erin, welcome to the show with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'll tell you what all of my listeners are worried about. I've got so many emails and so many texts and so many people calling me. Everyone believes that Trump's going to win big. Not even small. Big, at least electorally, by a landslide. But everyone's scared to death that cheating and voter fraud and illegals voting and dead people voting and mail-in voting could totally change the legitimate outcome of this election. So I remain worried about that. So I just wanted to throw that at you before we even start the interview and talk about all the great stuff Trump's done for America and Ivanka Trump in Vegas today. All good stuff. But does the campaign have anything to say to people who say, what do? We think we're going to win, but we think they're going to cheat so big that could negate our win. What do you say to that?
Well, we are certainly fighting to make sure we protect election integrity here in the United States on this campaign. And so we're fighting to make sure safeguards stay in place. In a state like South Carolina, where Democrats tried to do away with a signature to verify the voter on an absentee ballot, we made sure we went in, we fought that, and we won that. And we protected that so that ballots needed to make sure that they had a verifying signature other than the person voting. So we're out there. We're fighting to make sure that people have everything they can to vote legally here. And listen, Democrats want to try and sow chaos into the system. They want to try to upend a free and fair election process. But President Trump remains steadfast that he will protect it and he will fight to make sure that everybody who can vote does so legally and once in the United States.
Yeah, we had won, you know, like 6 or 7, maybe even like 8 or 9 court victories in a row, and I was feeling good about things. And then we lost a couple of them, I think it was on Friday. We lost one over the weekend, I think, in Pennsylvania. So I sure hope that we appeal these to the United States Supreme Court because, you know, Democrats are just looking to steal this election, Erin. They really are.
I mean, they are because they know they can't win by legitimate means always, so they try and change the rules. And this is what they do all the time, though, where they try to change the rules to get a different outcome. You see it with them threatening the Electoral College, them threatening to pack the Supreme Court, them threatening to do away with the filibuster in the Senate. They're doing those things because the rules get in the way of their ultimate, ultimate authority they want to grant themselves. So we're out there protecting, and that's really part of the big fight to make sure that not only President Trump wins, but Republicans up and down the ticket win so that we can protect things like the Electoral College. Because if you don't have Electoral College, that means pretty much every state other than California, New York, Texas, and Florida, maybe Pennsylvania, just won't matter in the presidential election because they'll just try to run up the score that way. So it's an important thing that we're out there trying to defend all the way up and down the ticket.
Yeah, they don't just, Erin, want to pack the United States Supreme Court. They want to pack the Senate. They want to add Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. And pretty soon, that's 4 more United States senators, Democrat. You'll never, ever, GOP will never have control of the Senate ever, ever, ever again. I mean, it's just the most incredible law-breaking mentality I've ever seen in my entire life is the leadership of the Democrat Party. Everything they can do to gain power, they couldn't care less whether it's right or whether it's lawful. It's just whether it violates the United States Constitution, the rule of law. It's just whatever they can do to get power, it's disgusting. Let's switch topics here to Ivanka Trump, because I find her wonderful and refreshing and beautiful and brilliant, and it's wonderful to welcome her to Las Vegas today at a campaign event. Tell us what Ivanka is doing in my city, Las Vegas, today.
Yeah, Ivanka is obviously one of our top voices when it comes to this campaign. She obviously has been a huge part in the campaign, in what the president has done to make sure that we secure 4 more years. And that means getting out there. She's crisscrossing the country, making sure that people hear directly from the administration, from those who have been really in the room throughout this 4 years of President Trump, to get the facts out there and to really understand what's at stake. Obviously, she's a wife, she's a mother, she's a senior advisor to the president. And so she's all across the country talking to the American people in these kind of fireside chat situations where she can talk about really what's at stake.
So tell us what she's saying here in Las Vegas today. What are the big themes of today's Vegas event?
So she's going to be talking about everything, right, about the accomplishments that have happened under this administration. She was such a big part of things in this administration, like the doubling of the child tax credit when the president passed the landmark Trump tax cuts a couple of years back, making sure that families could more easily save for college, for their children, for education for their children. And she's also going to talk about really what's at stake for 4 more years. That's going to mean things like the president fighting to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions are covered and that businesses have a better opportunity and that, you know, school choice really becomes the law of the land, that a child isn't relegated only to an educational opportunity based on the zip code they live in. Those are kind of the forward-looking things, and she's such a great voice for that kind of stuff.
She is, and I think her and perhaps Don Jr. might even be future candidates for president or United States Senate or something good for the GOP. I hope so. Let me mention something I really hope you bring back to the president and that it becomes part of your campaign theme for the last 3 weeks or so before the election. There was an article today in the media about Europe. Europe did things the way Democrats wanted to do it. They're such great backseat drivers, right? They criticized Trump about COVID. I think he did a fabulous job, the best a human being could do as a CEO and a general, creating all the products we needed and all the ventilators we needed. But it's such a backseat driver to criticize what Trump did when you were in charge. And in Europe, they do it the way Democrats did it. They lock down. They closed the economy for long periods of time. And guess what? There's a massive resurgence of COVID throughout Europe. People are getting it higher now in France than they were at the peak of COVID in March in France, in April in France. Everything they did didn't work, and everybody's broke. They say they're going into a Great Depression. Their GDP, their economic growth, is going to be negative in the third quarter, certainly in the fourth quarter. In America, the Atlanta Fed is predicting the GDP is going to be 34.6% in the quarter that just ended. Donald Trump, our president, has created the greatest economic comeback in history, and Europe, who did it the Democrats' way, lock everyone down, everyone wear masks, everyone close your business, they've got more COVID than we do, and they're all broke, and they have negative economic growth. Please make that a huge theme for the president.
Absolutely, and I can tell you, they have always fought hard to make sure that we marry both the science, the safety, and the economy all together, because you shouldn't have to choose one or the other. The president has shown you can do both successfully.
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact that they're in so much economic trouble and they've got COVID resurging shows the answer isn't just everyone has to be mandated to wear a mask, everyone has to lock themselves in their house, and everyone has to close their business. It doesn't work. It's a germ. Closing your business and locking down doesn't mean you won't get the germ. People are going to get sick no matter what you do, but you don't have to close the economy and ruin everyone's finances, too. That's crazy. So I appreciate, I'm saying out loud, Aaron, I think President Trump was a war general and a CEO of epic proportions, did a fabulous job, and instead of 200,000 dead, and I don't even believe that figure, that's grossly exaggerated based on the money they paid if you said it was COVID, but let's assume it's 200,000 dead. If it had been Democrats in charge like Biden and Obama with HV1V, you might have 2 million dead. So Trump did a fabulous job, and I just hope the American people understand that. I don't think enough people get it, that these guys are backseat drivers. They weren't in charge. They wouldn't have done anything better if they were in charge. They would have done much worse. They couldn't have done what Trump did.
That's right. And listen, Joe Biden, he himself can't name one thing he would do differently when it comes to addressing the coronavirus. His coronavirus plan is pretty much the president's plan. It's just 10 steps behind where the president is. And I can tell you assuredly that if Joe Biden had been president during coronavirus, we would be looking at much higher mortality rates because he stood against stopping inbound flights from China, and that is shown to have saved lives. So we know Joe Biden is a step behind. They wouldn't do anything different, and it would have cost Americans lives.
Well, you know, you said one of the funniest lines of all time. You said that, you know, Joe Biden has nothing to say about this, but Joe Biden has nothing to say about anything. I'm not sure Joe Biden's all there anymore, but all I could tell you is there's nobody at his events, Aaron. That's the important thing. You know, I don't know how many people are at Ivanka's event today, but I'll bet it's in the hundreds. All I could tell you is that Friday, Joe Biden came to Vegas. Are you aware he did two events in Vegas? The first one had 20 people attending. 20! And the second one was a car rally, and they had 100 cars. I asked on the radio for a Trump car rally last week, a week ago, 10 days ago, and 1,000-plus cars showed up on the Vegas Strip for 3 hours for Wayne Root's Trump parade, car parade. Joe Biden himself, the supposed next president, according to polls, came into town at 100 cars. And at the East Side Community Center, in the middle of a Latino neighborhood, 20 people showed up for a Joe Biden speech. Aaron, he's not winning this election.
No, he's not going to win this election. And it's not only based on the lack of enthusiasm. It's based on the lack of ideas. And it's based on the fact that Democrats didn't bring any new people into their fold when it comes to how they plan to turn their voters out. What they've done is just changed the Democrats from voting in person on election day to doing more mail-in voting. That doesn't increase their turnout number. It keeps their math wrong, and it keeps it wrong like it was 4 years ago. We know where our voters are, how they want to vote, and we're going to make sure that they get those ballots cast, because that's our ground game, and that's our ground game married with the data. Joe Biden's a bad candidate with bad policies, and it's certainly going to be a close election, but we know that President Trump at the end of the day is going to be the victor on this, because the American people see. I mean, it's like the Gallup poll. 56% of Americans feel better now than they do 4 years ago.
Right.
And that's what we're talking about. Those people are going to vote again for the president, whether or not they tell a pollster that.
That's exactly what I think. Do you realize Reagan won in a 49-state landslide, maybe the greatest landslide of all time? And his answer to that same question, are you better off than 4 years ago? It was 44%. Trump is 56%, and yet they claim the pollsters he's losing. Impossible. Not even possible. The polls are oversampling Democrats. The numbers are wrong. Another great surprise on November 3rd. I was right the last time. I'll be right again. Erin Parini, Director of Press Communications for Trump 2020. Thank you, Erin, for checking in with us.
Thank you.
All right, God bless. Go get them. That should be Trump's theme. Are you better off than 4 years ago? 56% told Gallup yes, the highest number in the history of the Gallup poll. And when Reagan had 44%, he won in a 49-state landslide. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Revel and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train Campaign Bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. One final reminder as we head out for the night, our last segment. I just want to remind everybody, I've got my big event coming up on Friday, my book signing, which it's much more than a book signing. It's, you know, you're getting a hardcover book and a signed autograph from Wayne Root, and the book is even out for a month. You're the only one in the country to have it, first in the country to read it. But it's also a speech by me all about the election, and then a question and answer session, answering questions up close and personal, and having a chance to mingle with Wayne Allen Root and schmooze with Wayne Allen Root. All of that, an evening with War, with Wayne Allen Root, presented by the Nevada Republican Club at the Ahern Hotel Pool and Cabanas, outdoors, beautiful, under the stars, gorgeous night. On Friday, this Friday, October 16th, 6 to 8 p.m., and you can register at NevadaRepublicanClub.com, NevadaRepublicanClub.com, only allowing 250, so first come, first serve, and once it gets over that, that's it, can't accept anymore, and there won't be any books for you, so make sure you join up now. I get the hardcovers delivered to my home on Wednesday, this Wednesday, and I'll have them on Friday night. There's the story. So, I've been talking all day about this theme, I think, that Trump should be using on the Democrats, which is nobody likes backseat drivers. Nobody can stand backseat drivers. Most people despise backseat drivers, nagging backseat drivers. You should have done this. You should have done that. You shouldn't have invested in that stock. You shouldn't have bought that house. You shouldn't have sold that house. Shut up. Who asked you? You weren't there. I was there. That's how I feel about Trump's response to COVID. Shut up, Democrats. The nerve of you. Everybody who died in blue Democrat states. And you're criticizing Trump? But here's a great article, because I love comparing the United States to Europe. A Q4, meaning quarter four, GDP contraction will soon become the best case for Europe. In other words, they're headed for such a disaster that if it's merely like negative 5% GDP, which means the entire economy shrinks 5% as opposed to grows or is flat, that would be a positive compared to a massive fall off a cliff that would equal the greatest Great Depression ever. As I expected, it says, most of European countries kept implementing restrictive measures over the past few weeks. Unfortunately, the worst is probably yet to come, with potential lockdowns, as we saw in Madrid, in a context where latest statistics affirm COVID is spreading quickly in Europe. In France, the local reported the metropole areas of Lille, Lyon, Grenoble, and Saint-Étienne have joined Paris and its suburbs and the Aix-Marseille area on maximum alert. It added the new designations will take place from Saturday morning. We'll see the closure of all bars in those areas, although restaurants can remain open under strict new conditions. In addition, two other areas, namely Toulouse and Montpellier, were described as worrying by the health commissioner of France's weekly briefing. The ministry reported more than 20,000 new infections on one day, Friday, the highest since May. Most importantly, new cases for people aged above 69 are rising fast, a good leading indicator to forecast hospitalizations. In Spain, Bloomberg highlighted the Madrid region extended travel restrictions Saturday for four communities that hadn't been covered by the national government state of emergency to the capital the day before. The order forbids inhabitants of those zones to leave, except for essential activities such as traveling to work, school, or visiting a doctor. In Germany, the Chancellor Angela Merkel on Friday held talks with the mayors of Germany's 11 biggest cities. She said she and the mayors have agreed on measures to slow the spread of the virus by ensuring that social distancing and hygiene rules are respected and contact tracing can continue, despite the growing number of infections Germany is now experiencing. Elsewhere, Bloomberg underlined the Netherlands reported 6,500 new cases, a daily record, rising above 6,000 for the first time, worse than March or April. In this context, the Dutch government is meeting Sunday to discuss stricter measures. Do you understand where I'm going with this? In the UK, ministers are mulling new restrictions in areas of northern England where coronavirus is spreading the fastest. BBC reported Prime Minister Boris Johnson likely to announce a three-tier local lockdown as early as Monday. He says, as a result, as a financial guy, I expect several EU countries to experience a GDP contraction in the fourth quarter. Especially those who already faced a contraction in the services sector in September, such as France and Spain. The deterioration of the markets is also coherent with high-frequency data I'm looking for in the hospitality sector. Of course, there's no tourism when you're locking down these countries. Therefore, I think the Bloomberg consensus for fourth quarter GDP looks very optimistic for several European countries, including France, 1%, Spain, 2%, and will probably turn negative before year end. So here, Democrats are criticizing Trump, and COVID is exploding in France, in Spain, in Netherlands. They didn't mention, I read another article in Belgium, it's growing the fastest it's ever grown, worse than March and April. And then England. All these countries are getting overrun by COVID again, despite mask mandates, despite social distancing, despite lockdowns, despite closing the economy, and Democrats are criticizing Trump. What did Democrats, what could they have offered better? What could they have done? Backseat drivers. They would offer the same exact formula as Europe, and Europe has a new resurgence of COVID. You can't stop it. But Europe, they're not mentioning, has either 1% growth or 0% growth or negative contraction in the fourth quarter. Their economies are shambles. In America, 34.6% economic growth in the third quarter is what the Fed is projecting to announce on October 29th. The most incredible number in the history of the United States of America. That's thanks to President Trump. So don't give me any more backseat driving. See you tomorrow.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.